And it's not hot, it's beautiful. And these are our final thoughts. Mike, what's at stake?
What's at stake is staying in first place. The Packers caught a break last week. Detroit blew a lead at home, lost a game to Buffalo they probably shouldn't have. After all these ups and downs of the first five games, you're tied for first place in the NFC North. You got to win to at least stay there and be no worse than tied for first going forward.
Mike, the crossroads of the season are at stake. This is a crossroads game, and the Packers can either go straight through the crossroads to 4-2, or they can make a turn to 500ville. Mike, who is your player to watch?
I'll go with Jordy Nelson for this one. Brent Grimes, the cornerback from Miami, he's a pro bowler, but he's not all that big. Jordy Nelson's got more than a few inches on him. I think this is a matchup the Packers and Aaron Rodgers are going to try to go after.
Okay, and my player to watch is right tackle Brian Bulaga, who might be playing the best football of his career. Do you agree?
Yeah, he's playing well.
And he's up against Cameron Wake, the Dolphins playmaker and pass rusher. He's the guy that creates disruption.
Absolutely.
In the opponent's backfield, he's the guy you have to block. Mike, the Packers win if they beat the Heat. Now, it's not all that hot right now, but of course, it's what, going on 6 o'clock here?
Yeah.
The sun is starting to set. We have some cool breezes. We won't have that at 1 o'clock tomorrow. If it's not cloudy, and there is a prediction for partly cloudy skies, it will be hot, and the Packers have to find a way to beat it. You know, Mike, I got to tell you, I think the Packers have been a little nonchalant about the heat factor this week.
Maybe. They could be facing a real challenge with that heat for this game. And I'm going to say the Packers win if they can control that Miami running game. The Dolphins running backs are averaging around 5-plus yards a carry. That's the element, aside from the pass rush you mentioned with Cameron Wake, that's the element that I think the Packers need to control. I don't know what the magic number is. Maybe it's 125 yards. If they can hold Miami's running game to less than 125 yards, I think the Packers win this game. And with that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but stay with us on Packers.com during Sunday's game for quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog. Ask Vic Halftime, send in your questions, and stay with us also for all your post-game stories. Thanks for watching, everybody.